Neither Williams or Morris Alexander have the proper state certification for their jobs. The topic was discussed during a lengthy closed-door executive session of the school board Wednesday evening. School board president Barbara Sales-Nevergold says the issue is under review, but stated that both remain on unpaid administrative leave.
I think there's a lot more information we need as to how that could happen before I'd make a decision.
School board member Carl Palladino learned there might be a plan in the works to keep them as interns as they gain their certification. But Palladino insists both should be fired.
You have to have firm, experienced, educated leadership that know what they're doing. They don't have it with these people. They brought them in because they were all seeking to feed at the public trough in the Buffalo school system.
The administrators were hired by school superintendent Pamela Brown. And according to Palladino, the list of those without proper credentials is growing. He says it includes Bennett High School principal Terry Ross, who didn't receive his certification as a school building leader until February 1st, but was hired last summer. Palladino says he also learned that the superintendent of the Education Partnership Organization, which is working on turnaround plans for East and Lafayette High Schools, lacks needed certification.
Bringing out-of-towners in for no good reason other than that they're friends and family of this Mary Gwynn, who was brought in to prop up a bad superintendent. I don't care if the superintendent's green, blue, white, black, it doesn't matter to me, as long as the person is competent.
Meanwhile, Sales-Nevergold indicated the issue on the administrators was tabled and will be reviewed at a future session.
We are going to move expeditiously to resolve this issue, so hopefully within the next week or so, it'll all be resolved.
Both city school administrators were earning in the $130,000 range. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.